Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Yevgeny Feyman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Yevgeny is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute focusing on healthcare public policy, especially in the area of tracking the performance and the relative success or failure, depending on how you look at it, of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. He's our new friend, Yevgeny Feyman. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Your buddy, Ovik Roy, has been here many times over the years, and we're glad you're here to help us with this. So, a couple of days from now, the formerly drop-dead enrollment date of March 31 was going to be the big day, right?
Exactly, exactly. Now it's going to be April 15th.
Can you say squishy? I've known people in my life, Yevgeny, that I call them ish people. You know what I mean? They want if you say, what time are you going to be here? Oh, 8-ish. How much is that? How much do I owe you? Oh, 50-ish. You know what I mean? You can never pin them down, right?
Yeah, I mean it's the same story here. You know, you can't see the black letter of the law anymore. The law's changed so much, and there's just been so much executive discretion, executive prerogative. The law is not what we passed it. What we passed in 2010
is executive prerogative a euphemism for constitutional assault on the Constitution?
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, so
I'm not either, but what I know is when Congress passes laws, it's the president's job to enforce those laws, and by Constitution does not have the right to just pick and choose what he wants to enforce.
No, you're completely right, and we have this very expansive administrative state, and you know, for better or worse, we leave a lot of the discretion in these laws to the administrative state because Congress either doesn't have time or doesn't have the knowledge to figure everything out themselves.
Which is at the heart of why the Constitution was created, to separate the jobs and the responsibilities of the three houses, right?
Absolutely. You know, what we do, we put the administrative state under the executive branch, and we do get this kind of executive prerogative where the administrative state, so CMS, HHS in this case, they can go around bits and pieces of the law in very creative ways where they might not be technically flouting the language of the law, but clearly flouting the intention.
Well, here's the thing, Yevgeny, and I'm not naive about politics. But when every one of the changes are just essentially every one of them are blatantly for political purposes, not just to make an improvement, but for political purposes, I mean that's what rankles a lot of people, I think.
Absolutely, I think that's the biggest problem with a lot of these changes. Is that they're very transparently political. You know, it's an excuse to make the law more bearable, you know, easier to implement. But the whole point is, if you want the law to be easier to implement, you should make congressional changes. You should make changes to the law itself rather than these haphazard, legally dubious changes.
Well, see, this is what frightens me about this takeover of the healthcare system, Yevgeny, because out here in the marketplace where the rest of us live. Out here in real, we don't live in bizarro world like they do in Washington. Out here on Main Street, we have deadlines, we have hard and fast dates, we have contracts, we have things that we expect to be able to defend and to live by. And whenever the government is so ishy and squishy with the way that they, when they hand something down to us and they expect us to conform to it, that is completely antithetical to the way we do our business, and it does not promote economic growth. What do you think?
You know, you're right. What it does is it creates uncertainty.
Chaos,
uncertainty. And what we're going to see, you know, ironically for the administration, is that when insurers are pricing for 2015, they're going to price in that uncertainty. It means that prices are going to be higher because they don't know which way the administration is going to go. And a recent survey of insurers shows that about 60% of them have no idea how to deal
with
potential
regulations.
They've
got to cover their backsides, don't they?
Absolutely.
And so who winds up paying that bill for all? And see, that's the point. See, if we don't have contracts, if we don't have deadlines, if we don't know when something has to come due and be finished, we don't know how to price it. And we don't know, and so if that's the case, then one of two things happen. Either we charge more than we need to, or we wind up holding the bag. And in this case, Evgeny, I think the consumer, the average American, is the one who's being left holding the bag. What do you think?
So it's going to be taxpayers, but probably taxpayers down the line. So, you know, this is going to probably increase deficits. The CBO deficit neutral score of the law isn't entirely accurate. There have been a lot of reports to the contrary. So when it comes down to it, it's going to be 10, 15 years down the line. You know, our kids, as they're growing up, they're going to be holding the bag for this law. They're going to be holding the bag for the bill.
And you're talking about because of the unfunded part of this. But I'm really talking about more premiums people are paying today. Evgeny, my family's grandfathered. We've had an HSA for a long time, so we wind up being grandfathered at least for now. But we went and looked. We looked at alternatives. If we had not been grandfathered, our bill would have gone up like 30%. Our deductibility would have changed significantly. And the president said, you know, he's doing this so people don't go bankrupt paying their medical bills. The Affordable Care Act is going to create more bankruptcies because of the deductible than the other program that is supposedly replaced ever would have. What do you think about that?
No, I think that's one thing I might disagree with you on. So, you know, for better or worse, under the ACA, Obamacare, we do have out-of-pocket limits on in-network services. So that didn't exist before. Now, you can still have medical bankruptcies. And the key there is if you go and get out-of-network services that aren't covered by your plan, then the out-of-pocket limit doesn't apply to you.
But that's that out-of-network, that's a tricky little term there, isn't it? Because
it is.
Out of network means not my doctor, right?
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know what is and what is in network.
Now we have more uncertainty. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Evgeny Feyman. He's with the Manhattan Institute. We're going to talk about going forward. What's this going to look like? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.